Please be seated. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣的圣名圣道。
From this Sabbath, I'd like to share with you with this book of Ruth.
这个安息日，我想跟大家分享，就是路德记。
Book of Ruth is a very small contents, only chapter 1-4.
路德记它是一个很小的一卷书，它只有四章。
Between the book of Judges and the first Samuel, so it's a very small, the tiny books in a sense.
那这是一本很小本的书，它是穿夹在士师记还有撒母耳记上。
But then it's a very precious story about the story about the Ruth.
那可是这本书它是非常的宝贵。
This is a story about David's grand, so it's a grandmother's story.
它这个是讲到大卫他的上三代也就是他的曾祖母的故事。
And we understand the.The Ruth came from Moabites.
我们知道，路德他是摩押人。
But end up, she lost her husband.
那后来她失去了她的先生。
But yet still, she wants to follow her mother-in-law.
而她还是愿意跟着她的婆婆。
The story from the beginning in Book of Ruth, chapter 1 is beginning with a sad story.
在路德记的第一章开始是开始一个比较辛苦的比较难过的故事。
Actually, the story of suffering.
其实这个故事是在讲到她是怎么样承受灾难。
The story of lost everything.
还有也是一个故事，一个人她失去了一切。
But eventually, Naomi and then Ruth, they gathered together, come back to the Bethlehem and again recover everything.
那可是之后路德还有他还有纳欧米他们来回到巴利恒再重建。
So once you have a chance to read the book of Ruth, you can say chapter 1 is a story of suffering.
那如果我们来讲说这个第一故路德记的第一章讲起来的话，它就是一个在讲受难的故事。
And chapter 2 is a story of given a grace.
那第二章是在讲到得到恩典。
And chapter 3 talk about getting into the security of life of Ruth.
那在第三章就是讲到给他们得到被赎，还有得到保证在他们的生命。
Chapter 4 is a story about the praising of God.
第四章是讲到在赞颂神。
So the book of Ruth and the entire story is talking about the story of from the Mara to the Naomi.
那在这个路德记，它是在讲一个，从苦到欢畅的故事。
Mara is a bitter.
那Mara 这个字眼就是苦。
If you look at the book of Exodus chapter 15,
我们如果看出埃及记的第十五章
，God led His people to reach to the place where is water, but this water is bitter. So,They call the name there is Mara.
神让摩西带领的这一群以色列百姓来到一个地方，那来饮用这个水，这个地方就是苦的水。
But it is amazing that God led His people to reach to the bitter water place.
很神奇的，神带领着他们这些百姓到一个有苦水的地方。
And God trained these people, that God, actually testing His people.
那神锻炼还有考验这些人。
So what the way to this bitter water to the sweet water is a very simple way actually.
那其实从这个苦的水到变成一个甜的水，事实上是一个很简单的方程式。
God asked Moses a little branch, put it into the water.
神只引用了一个小小的牧枝，让这个水变味道。
It's beyond the human's understanding.
对我们人类来讲，是超越我们的想象力。
But the bitter turned to be sweeter by the grace of God.
所以从苦变甜是从神的恩典而来的。
So the God calling Himself as there's a God of healers. If you look at the Exodus chapter 15.
那我们如果看出埃及记第十五章，我们可以看到神他是治疗预疗的神。
And then God led these people to be placed where the many the trees and also the full of waters actually.
那神也带领了他们到有很多树，还有充满水的地方。
The concept is the same thing as the book of Ruth chapter 1 all the way to 4.
事实上，这种概念也是跟路德记的第一章到第四章也是类似的。
This morning, I'd like to share the chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 5.
那今天我想要跟大家分享路德记的第一章的第五节到第一节到第五节。
Let's turn to the book of Ruth, chapter 1.
请大家翻开路德记的第一章。
1 to verse 5.
第一章第一节到第五节。
And now it came about in the days when the judges governed.That there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the land of Moab, with his wife and his two sons. And the name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi, and the name of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. And Ephrathites of the Bethlehem in Judah. Now they enter the land of Moab and remain there. Verse 3.
第三节。
Then Elimelech Naomi's husband died, and she was left with her two sons. Verse 4.
第四节。
And they took for themselves a Moabite woman as wives. The name of the one was Orpah.And the name of the other, Ruth. And they lived there about 10 years. Verse 5.
第五节。
Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died. And the woman was bereft of her two children and her husband. And we can see the book of Ruth here, chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. The story about suffering.
我们可以看到，这路德记第一章的第一节到第五节是在谈到受苦。
This is happened during the time of judges.
那这个时代就是在士师记的时代。
During the time of judges, about 320 years for the Israel.
那这一段士师记的它这个历史是大约有320年。
During this time, Israel is considered their life is quite a turmoil because.There's not enough spiritual leader helping the nation to lead them to build their faith.
那在这段时间，以色列百姓他们是有很多有一些比较混乱的地方，因为并没有什么属灵的领导者带领着他们。
Since the Joshua by his leading to conquer the land of Canaan.
之前有约书亚得到了迦南地。
They supposed the life have there for peace and joy within the land of Canaan.
他们的生命在迦南应该是充满和平还有喜乐。
They supposed to conquer and then surely to eliminate all the native people in the land of Canaan.
当他们占领到迦南地的时候，他们应该把所有的这些外邦人都给灭绝。
But they enjoy their life and their physical life, yet they do not eliminate all these native people actually.
可是他们太喜欢这些外邦人他们所享受的日子，所以说他们并没有全部灭绝这些外邦人。
Throughout the 320 years of Israel's life, these native people eventually grow up their power and strength and oppress the Israelites.
在320年，这些本地的人也是外邦人，他们后来他们的力量就超越了这些以色列人。
Each moment when the nation was in danger, then God helped them.
每一次当他们以色列人碰到问题的时候，神来帮助他们。
But it doesn't mean that they're really getting out of the cycle of the unfaithful life.
这并不表示他们有离开他们的真正的信心。
Because the time of the judges, they do not really put their mind upon the God in their life.
因为在士师记时代，他们这些人，他们并没有真正把神放在他们生命里。
The book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 1, mentioned that it implied that it came about in the verse 1, said the day when the judges governed.
在第一章第一节一开始就讲，当士师秉政的时候。
During the time of judges, what was their attitude at that time?
那所以当时他们人民他们有什么样的生活态度呢
？If you turn to Book of Judges, chapter 21,
如果你们看一下士师记的第21章。
Let's look at verse 25. Chapter 21, verse 25.
我们看一下士师记的21章的第25节。
At that time, say the verse 25, in those days there were no kings in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
因为当时他们并没有王，所以这些便雅悯人照样而行，按自他们的数目跳舞，以女中抢为妻。
Of course, we can think about this. No kings means no physically, well, flesh way of they have a king rule over the nation. In a sense, we can think about that way.
我们可以对不起，二十五节是那是以色列人中没有王，个人任意而行。我们可以想到这些人他们的生活是没有受到管制。
But at the same time, there's no spiritual leader, leadership, and also there's no spiritually king of their life.
所以在当时并没有属灵的带领人或者是王来带领着他们。
So the verse 25, the last portion, everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
所以在二十五节这边就在这边讲到，这些人他们就任他们的意而行了。
The way of the human nature is if we do not have a true king within our heart.
那像我们这做人的本性，要是我们没有一个王在我们的心里。
Bible mentioned that the Lord Jesus Himself, the King of Kings.
那在圣经里面，主耶稣有讲过，他就是王中之王。
The king is the one who make decision for us, lead our life, helping us for the guiding us to make a right decision. Yeah, he is the one to front of us.
王就是主宰者，也就是带领着我们的心来告诉我们应该如何行。
This is similar like a time of during the time of Jesus.
这个也是相同时代在在耶稣时代
，When Jesus came to this world at that time
在那时候，当主耶稣来到世上
，The nation is controlled by the foreigners
当时的国家是让外面外国的人来统治
，There are the people seeking for the Messiah at that time
在当时，他们正在找他们的拯救者。
And also, all the spiritual leaders, they are corrupted already.
那当时属灵的领导者，他们都是败坏的。
So people's life turned to be lost at that time.
所以说，他们的生命全部都是很迷失的。
That's why Jesus he came to this world at that time.
就在那时候，主耶稣来到了世上。
We know the Lord Jesus became a king of the nation, actually.
我们知道后当时主耶稣他就是所有王中之王了。
Remember, because when Jesus was captured, end up he facing that he stand in front of the Pilate.
记得当时主耶稣他那时候被抓，然后在比拉多面前。
Now you the king of the Judah.
他是犹大的王。
Yes, I am.
他说，那主耶稣回答是。
My kingdom is not belongs to here.
他说我的国并不是在这里。
He claimed that he is the king.
可是他说他宣称他就是王。
But we live in the 21st century.
今天我们活在21世纪。
We know because the life is different than the ancient time.
我们知道我们的生活跟以前是不同的。
A lot of things in this world, our choice and with our eyes can make a decision. It seems like quite right, and also it seems that.It gives us all the satisfactions within our life.
很多事情我在我们的选择中，我们感觉都是对的。很多东西我们可以选择，可以来满足我们自己的心。
Towards the end of era, which is before the second coming, is we are getting into the chaos era in a sense.
那可是当主耶稣再来之前，我们可以看到我们现在活的世界是混乱的。
It seems like, you know, think about 3 or 40 years ago and now and in this country.
我们可以想象我们在这个国家30年前是什么样。
And some 30 years ago, things like very detestable and very uncomfortable. But now we have to take it.
我们在30
A lot of laws allowed the things not right now still turn out to be illegalized.
以前当时有很多法律似乎看起来很让人过得比较辛苦，可是现在都已经改变了。
And according to the Bible, we will look at the, all of these things not right yet.This society allowed to us.
那可是我们要是靠着圣经来做标准的话，我们可以看，事实上很多法律已经错误了。可是，在法律事实上还是跟我们讲说可以的。
It seems very hard to find out what the right way is.
所以对我们来讲，我们好像很难知道什么才是正确的。
And also, the word of God is not enough to encourage us at the same time.
相同的，这时候。似乎神的话语不够来鼓励勉励我们。
There's no such kind of absolute truth we can say.
我们可以讲说没有绝对的对。
Because sometimes we think that you know, life is a very, it depends on, it's kind of conditional.
是我们可以讲说我们的生活都是看是在什么样的条件上。
We have to be careful about our life.
我们必须要对我们自己的生命小心。
But here, the verse 25 says, "Everyone did what was right in his own eyes."
在这四世纪这里讲说，个人都任意而行。
It seems right, maybe because within our knowledge and our understanding itself, just enough, we can make a decision. We can say that.
个人都看外表看起来是对的，而我们就靠着我们自己的想法说什么是对的。
But we need a true God within our heart.
可是我们需要真神在我们的心里。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 8.
我们看一下阿摩斯书的第八章。
Amos chapter 8 verse 11.
阿摩斯书第八章的第十一节。
Chapter 8 verse 11.
阿摩斯书第八章第十一节。
Behold, the day are coming, declared the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or thirst for water, but rather for hearing the word of the Lord. You mentioned that the declared the Lord, when I will send a famine on the land.
在十一节这边讲到主耶稣说他耶和华说日子将到我必命饥荒降在地上。
We just think about ourselves. Am I in the famine in our life?
我们可以问我们自己，我们的生命里面是不是碰到了饥荒
？Once look at the, you know, the bookshelves, we have several Bible there.
我们可以看到我们的书架上，或许我们有几本圣经在上面。
Nobody nowadays we can say we don't have a Bible.
在这段时期，我们差不多可以讲大家都有圣经了。
We think about how many Bible that matters.
我们现在在讲说我们有几本圣经。
And so once we open our closet, we have so many clothes.
当我们打开我们衣柜的时候，我们有很多衣服。
Once we open the, you know, the closet for the, our shoes, then a lot of new box of shoes.
当我们在衣柜里看一下，我们就有很多还没有穿过的鞋子在鞋。
One time I bought a shoes.
有一次我买了一双鞋。
My wife said, "You forget you have some extra shoes at the, you know, in the closet somewhere."
我太太告诉我说，我在衣柜里还有一些新鞋子还在衣柜里。
I forgot.
我已经忘了。
After I bought it at home and I said, oh, three pairs is new within the box.
当我回来当我看一下的时候，就哦，原来我还有三双新鞋子还在鞋盒里。
I said, well, next 10 years, no problem with it.
我想我说十年之以内我不用再买鞋了。
So I pick up the one of them I'm wearing then now.
所以我就直接拿了一双就穿上。
Sometimes I go to a Costco and I buy the, you know, the pants.
有时候我会到 Costco 去买买裤子。
And then I find out also same happened.
后来我发现相同的事情发生。
So after buy, my wife complained.
当我一买，我的太太就抱怨。
Too many pairs.
你有太多裤子了。
Once again, a few weeks ago, I visited Costco. I like to visit Costco because. there's many the you know samplers anyway. And then
我很喜欢去 Costco 这边去购物，因为那边有很多样品食物可以吃。
I thought is I need shirts, you know, the inside the white shirts, so I bought two of them.
所以因为我想我或许需要里面有需要有白色衬衫，我买了十二件。
Doesn't need irons, he says. So it's good. I like it.
因为上面说不用不用用熨斗去烫它，所以我觉得很好。
Somehow my wife doesn't say anything until I buy brought home.
我太太都一直没有讲什么，一直等到我把它带到家里。
Don't you know you have many white shirts?
太太就说你不晓得你有很多白色衬衫吗
？Inside of me says you should have told me before.
我的内心想要告诉他，你早就应该当时告诉我了。
But now as it is as a tube, you know, plastic bag to be ready to return actually.
现在还摆在袋子里面，我准备要拿去退了。
But what is the famine in our life?
在我们的生命里，什么叫做饥荒呢
？Famine, we think about it, it's not a physical or material things.
一个饥荒不一定是物质上的。
Famine is because we do not have a true word of God within our heart.
饥荒就是没有神的话在我们的生命里。
Sometimes we think we read the Bible every. It seems like we read.
我们有时候是每天读经，就觉得我们有念了。
Truly, that we have a time every day, kneel down, we think about the word of God. We can meditate the word of God.
的确，每一天我们可以拨出时间跪下来祷告，还思考神的话语。
Do we really want to seeking the word of your truth, living water in our life?
那我们有没有真正寻找我们的活水在我们的生命里呢？
If we seeking something else, then maybe we seeking for thirst, but quench about our thirstness come from the materials, maybe from this word.
也许我们在找一些属世上的物质东西来解决我们的饥荒。
Maybe there is sometimes we have to.Look at ourselves.
有时候我们也要看一下我们自己。
Where is a true quench, a true satisfaction?
什么才是真正可以让我们饱足的
？Amos chapter 8 verse 11 mentioned that I will send a famine on the land.
在阿摩司书第八章十一节这边讲到，主神说，我必命饥荒降在地上。
Maybe these words are talking about our generation, maybe.
这句话或许是在讲我们这世代。
Maybe time for us is God allow us having this famine on the land.
也许是在就是这个时间，神让这个饥荒放在我们这个世上。
Yes, we say we're hearing the word of God.
我们可以说我们是有听到神的话语。
But how much the word of God impact in our true heart?
那这些话语到底对我们的生命，我们的心到底有什么样的
？Word of God truly penetrate our heart or not? We have to think about it.
神的话语真正有没有进入我们的心中
？Coming to church is for just a formality sometimes.
我们来到教会，事实有时候看起来好像就是一个习惯性的。
I need to pray, but this prayer is not truly the spirit of God in a.Encourage us and motivate us.
当我们祷告的时候，并不是真正神的话语来影响我们，来让鼓励我们。
Naturally, then we are our foundation of our faith tend to be shaking. Then,
自然的，我们的这个属灵的地基就开始不稳固。
Before we think, if God's will is, we always mention about if God is God's will is.
以前我们就讲看神的主意的旨意吧。
But maybe now we think about what I like it.
可是我们要真正想，就是我们到底喜欢什么
？You know, because there's a subtle point because what I like it.
所以我们可以看到有不同的一点，就是我们到底喜欢，我们会喜欢什么
？Before we think about it is God's will.
不过在我们会在把这个放在神的旨意的前面。
Yes, famine is a subtle in a sense spiritually.
所以的确这个饥荒可以是属灵性上的。
During the time of book of Ruth, he mentioned about chapter 1 verse 1, it came about in the days when the judges governed, there was a famine in the land.
在路德记第一章的第一节在这边讲到，当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒。
God allowed to happen this land of this famine.
是神放让这个饥荒放在这个地上。
There's a possibility of all the people, their ancestors, maybe they commit sin against God.
有可能有很多人，他们在他们的祖先在那时候就已经开始，犯罪了。
At the same time, there, because God allowed this to happen for testing of their faith.
相同的，神就把这个饥荒放在他们那里来给他们做考验。
So within the condition of this famine, do you really want to seeking the word of God?
在这个有饥荒的条件上，你还是会寻求神的话语吗？
Do you really stay in the blessing of God? As even you accept even famine in the land.
所以你是会保持在这个神的福地里面啊，去接受这个饥荒吗？
We have to think about this life issue.
我们必须要想一下我们自己的自己。
Because we have to understand where we are now is a spiritual ground, which is the promised land.
我们必须要知道我们这个属灵的地是在是应许的地。
We have to think about life decisions, whatever, based upon what our Lord says, what our Lord's the way to we can please Him. That's our kingdom.
So, 当我们在做什么决定的时候，我们都应该知道，看看神的话语是什么，是怎么旨意。
So that's a Christian life.
这才是基督徒的生活。
Of course, because life, there's many my way, but God's way means King's way.
那当然有我们的方式，也有王的方式。
The Friday now we talk about the book of Jeremiah now.
在星期五的时候，我们有在查考耶利米书。
Yeah, let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 5.
我们看一下耶利米书的第五章。
Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 4.
耶利米书第五章的第四节。
Chapter 5, verse 4, I will go to the great, Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 4. Then I said, they are only the poor, they are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, or the ordinance of their God.
我说这些人实在是贫穷，是愚昧的，因为不晓得那耶和华的作为和他们神的作则法则。
Verse 4, he mentioned that the way of the Lord.
在这边讲述第四节这边讲是神的作为。
Am I in the way of the Lord?
我们所做的是不是神的法则？
Let's look at the Jeremiah chapter 6.
我们看一下耶利米书的第六章。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
And the Lord says, verse 16.Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Thus say the Lord, stand by the way and see and ask for the ancient path, where the good way is, and walk in it. You shall find rest for your souls. And they say, we will not walk in it.
耶利米书第六章第十六节，主神如此说，你们单仗在路上查看，访问古道。哪是善道？便行在其间。
Then here's God says, this is what God says, ancient way, it says.
在这边主神说，古道。
It is a good way.
古道也就是好的道路，善道。
Verse 60, the tour to the end, but the people at that time, the kingdom of Judah, these peoples, they don't want to follow God.
因为在当时 这些犹大人他们都不愿意跟随神。
So God saying that the day, which means all the people of the land of Judea, the kingdom of Judah, they said we will not walk in it.
这些犹太人他们就说我们不行在其间。
Verse 17 says we will not listen.
是第十七节就说我们不听。
God says, why that you have the facing of the judgment of God?
那当主神有跟他们讲说，你们将要受到审判。
So verse 19, God pointed out.
第十九节神有指出。
Because the verse 19, oh, behold, I am bringing disasters of the people, the fruit of the plants, because they have not listened to my words, and as for my law, they have rejected it also.
第十九节，地啊，当听，我必使灾祸临到这百姓，就是他们意念所结的果子，因为他们不听我的话，言语至于我的训诲，他们也厌弃了。
Yes, we listen to the word of God.
他们就不听主神的话语。
Yes, maybe we read the Bible every day in a sense.
也的确，我们每一天都有看圣经。
But Bible is just as kind of the reference for in our life.
那现在这个圣经好像只不过是给我们拿来给我们参考用。
Things I like it and I choose it, but I don't like it the words and I forget about it.
这些话语我看起来喜欢的话我就会用，当我不喜欢的时候我就把它丢了。
This is not a Christian life.
那这并不是基督徒生
活。This is not the right way we can seeking the God's the King's way.
这并不是正确的方式找到王的道路。
So the verse 19, God mentioned about their consequences out of their thought.
所以在这边他们十九节这边就讲到他们都不听神的言语。
What is your thought?
那你们到底都在
想些什么呢？ What do you think about your Christian life or daily life? How you apply it?
那你们有没有想过这基督徒生活是怎么样来应用在神的话语？
The witness in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, the Elimelech as a leader of a family.
那我们可以看到路德记以利米勒他是家里的家里的主导。
The witness is Elimelech. This means the Lord God is my king.
那以利米勒
Does make the meaning.
以利米勒这个字，事实上也就是神是我的王。
He have to show a good example for the family, right?
他应该做一个很好的榜样在家里。
He's supposed to lead his family to the right path.
他应该带领着他家人走在正确的道路上。
God already give a land, a precious land.
神已经给他们了一块很宝贵的地。
His parents give him a name, Elimelech.
他的父亲也给他们的父母，他的父母也给他很好的名字，叫以利米勒。
God is my king.
神就是我的王。
If we in our Christian life have one thing we remember, God is my king.
当我们做现在我们基督徒，我们就应该了解神就是我们的王。
A lot of issues actually to be solved right away.
很多事情很快的就可以解决。
And so we have to ask ourselves, God, am I in my life? God is my king.
那我们要问我们自己，神是不是我们的王？
Now listen to Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9.
我们可以看一下
Zechariah.
我们可以看撒加利亚书
chapter 14 verse 9.
撒加利亚书的第十四章第九节。
And the Lord will be king over all the earth. In that day, the Lord will be the only one. His name, the only one, the Lord Jesus.
第九节，主神必作全地的王。那日，主神必为独一无二的，他的名也是独一无二的。
And it means that the Lord will be the king of all the earth.
他也就是全地的王。
One day, because I struggle about my, you know, the life.
有一次，我的生命有挣扎。
Sometimes I feel like tempted of the resigning.
那我曾经被试探的想要离开我的工作。
I forget about it. I'll make my life lighter.
我想要辞职了，我的生命会轻松了。
It's not what I think, you know, happened and feels like frustrated.
因为很多事情会影响我，让我觉得很困扰。
I'm telling you, it's not the first time.
而且这并不是一次，而是很多次了。
I just forget it, you know, just a step, you know, step out of it.
我想说算了，
我就离开吧。Well, I still believe in God, you know.
可是我还是会相信神的。
Usually, because my wife is garbage disposal.
通常。
So I talk to him, talk to her everything.
我的太太，她容纳了我很多垃圾。
And then
我把很多事情都告诉她。
She listened to me.
然后她会听我讲。
It's up to you.
他就告诉我说，随便你。
But you have to ask God.
不过你必须要问神。
Because I know, I say this, so I hope she can supporting me. She knows that, so she doesn't want to support in this way. You ask God.
我知道当我告诉我太太这句话的时候，她应该会支持我，可是她并没有这么样讲，她就叫我去问神。
She reminding me.
她提醒了我。
You know how you turn yourself to come to the Lord to be the, you know, the ordained yourself.
你当时自己是怎么样在神面前被高的？
Is it because of you?
是不是你自己？
Then I turn around, I look at myself, I think about it.
可后来我就自己也问自己了一回。
I know I'm not a good pastor.
I know
I'm not a gifted person. But yet, God just pushed me in the corner, is there to let me to stand there.
那为什么神一直把我推往这个角落站在这里呢？
Then it's not my choice.
这并不是我的选择。
I have to ask God.
我必须要问神。
Because I'm not the king, but God is the king.
因为我并不是王，神才是王。
Then after that says, my voice turned down softer and softer and turned away and walked away from my wife.
后来我的声音就越变得越来越温和了，然后就离开了我太太。
King,
王啊，
you decided or God decided?
是你来做决定还是神来做决定？
If you decided,
如果你做了决定，
that you have to find out the true king in your life.
那你必须要找到真正的王在你的生命里。
But if king decide for you,
那可是王会为你决定。
Your future will be prosper.
你的未来 就会通达。
Maybe at the beginning is a suffering.
也许起初你必须要经过一些苦难。
But later is a life full of joy.
可是之后你的生活是充满喜乐。
Naomi, you know, the Elimelech's wife name is Naomi.
那伊利米勒他的太太名字就是纳尔米。
Naomi is a precious name.
纳尔米是一个很珍贵的名字。
I know we have one, the sister Naomi.
我们也有一个姐妹叫做纳尔米。
I think about it and I see that her face is smiling.
每一次看到她，我就看到她那个会笑的脸。
It linking to the story about the Ruth last night.
直接可以跟这个路德记的故事给接上。
Joy.It's joy. You want your life to be joyful life.
你要你的生命变得充满喜乐。
Invite the Lord, the God Himself, into your King in your life.
迎接神，把他放到你的生命里面。
Don't let the famine upon the land yet you make excuse for your life.
不要让这个饥荒的土地变成你的理由。
Elimelech decided that his whole family moved down to Moabite's land.
以利米勒决定了把他们全家人迁移到了摩亚地。
It turned out to be worst step for his life and his whole family.
这也就是最大的错误，在他的决定也是他家人移动他家人。
Verse 5 said that both Mahlon and Chilion, Chilion's also died, and the woman was bereft.Of her two children and her husband.
第五节这边就讲到马伦和基年二人也死了，剩下拿厄米没有丈夫也没有儿子。
Elimelech died.
伊利米勒死了。
Two children, the two sons, they grown up and they get married. Yet, both of them died.
小孩子，他两个儿子长大了，结婚了，然后他的儿子也都死了。
We don't know why, but both of them died because of illness of different located. They're facing of you know any illness. We don't know.
我们不知道他们是怎么死的。
But any reasons, the both of them, and then the father all died.
不管怎么样，他们死了，还有他们的父亲也死了。
At that time, Naomi felt it is a sorrowful.
那时候，纳尔米她心中很痛苦。
She lost a precious husband.
她失去她宝贵的丈夫。
She lost two sons.
她失去了她两个儿子。
Actually, when they moved down to Moabite's land, actually she lost also faith also at that time.
事实上，他们迁移到摩亚地的时候，他们也失去了信心。
They purposely walk away from the security of God.
他们离开了。在神所管辖的安全地带。
They lost the blessing of God.
他们失去了神的福气。
That was the beginning of the story of the book of Ruth.
这也就是路德记起初开始的故事。
It is a dark era.
是一个黑暗时代。
Because everybody suffering because of the famine.
因为大家的承受这些苦难 在这个饥荒里。
But don't you want to stand there still? You want the facing of the famine of the land.
你不希望站在这个饥荒地里面还可以站立的稳吗？
Don't you want to have a face? You stand there for the land of famine, but you know that this land is blessed by God.
你不希望还是站在这个饥荒地，来承受着，因为你知道这个是神所赐福的。
Sometimes you have to give up your material things anyway.
有时候你还是必须要放弃这些物质
上的东西。Sometimes you have to under the great stress in your life, maybe.
有时候你的生命会碰到一些挫折、压力。
But maybe you can accept as it is as a God's training of God's way of the let us the train of endurance in our life.
也许你可以接受承受这个神给你的考验，让你来承受你的生命。
And this is actually helping us complete our faith.
这也就是来帮助我们来完全我们的信仰。
And we are Glendale, we start to the series of the book of James now there.
我们现在在
Book of James telling us the first chapters.
Glendale 教会，我们现在正在查考雅各书。
The last week we talking about this produce endurance.
那我们上一次在讲到承受忍耐。
In James chapter 1 verse 3 and 4.
雅各书的第一章的第三节第四节。
Yeah, sometimes there's a trials, sometimes there's a stress come upon in our life.
的确我们的生命里会有时候会碰到这些压力还有试炼。
But James mentioned that the verse 2 the mention about that consider it all joy.
可是在雅各书第一章第二节在讲，就是说我们还是要把这些成为大喜乐。
When the dark cloud coming upon in your life,
当黑暗的云来到了你的生命里，
Can you consider it all joy?
你可以把这个拿来当喜乐吗？
No, it's not joyful.
当然很不是不会让你开心。
But you cannot push this, you know, the dark cloud away from you. You know that.
可是你知道你没有能力把这些黑暗的云给推开。
Then take it with faith.
所以你必须要用信心来承受。
Why?
为什么？
Because we are the chosen one.
因为我们是神的儿女。
God do not let our life to be as this dark cloud upon you to you know the way, because we can say that perish us from this dark cloud.
神不会让我们在这个黑云当中让我们给败坏。
In chapter 1 verse 3 says, knowing that the testing of your faith produced endurance.
那继续在说，在你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐。
Endurance.
忍耐。
It is a blessing.
是一个福气。
The one time that when the God, because when Isaac wants to move out, move to down to the Egypt, he think to move down to Egypt because of famine and land of Canaan.
Which period?
The Isaac, during the time of Isaac.
在以撒时代的时候，因为有因为那里有饥荒，所以说他们也以撒他搬到了埃及地。
God said, "Don't go down."
神告诉他说不要去。
Stay where I show you.
留在这里，我会让你看到。
That I will bless you.
我会给你福气。
Actually, truly, he stayed there.
的确，他就留在那里。
The famine in the land. Suffering is in the land.
这个苦难就在这块地。
Mara came upon to the land at that time.
在这个苦在这个苦难，他们就来到了这块地。
At that time, Isaac and the family they're about to move down to the south to Egypt.
在当时，以撒他们都想要搬移到埃及地。
God said, "Don't go down to Egypt."
那神告诉以撒不要去埃及地。
The you stay where I show you.
你留在这里，我会让你看到。
Which is the land of Canaan.
保持在迦南地。
I will bless you.
我会给你福气。
You will see that.
你会看到。
And the Bible mentioned that he lived there significant time, quite long time. We don't know how many years.
那后来的确，以撒他在那边承受了好多年。
God bless Isaac 100 times of fold the blessing.
神给他上百倍的祝福。
Blessing is not upon the, you know, not blessing is not coming from my own hands.
百倍的福气，那这个福气并不是靠着我们自己的手。
Blessing is coming from the God's hand.
这些一切都是靠着神的手。
He is the true King of life.
因为他才是生命的王。
Yes, sometimes it does. Sometimes you know the kind of the trial. Sometimes the kind of we can say the testing coming upon to us. Challenges definitely.
有时候我们的生命是充满了苦难、挑战还有考验。
But do not withdraw it.
不过不要不要躲避。
Dealing with the wise way, but God as a God's way.
要用有智慧的方式，也就是神的方式。
Then it becomes a blessing.
之后你会得到福气。
We are the children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
We already been trained by the word of God.
我们已经被神的话语给锻炼过了。
We need to have a discernment, wisdom of discernment.
我们必须要有智慧的分辨。
We know the simple life of Daniel and his three friends.
我们也可以看到，但以理的生活。
They choose the worst choice, actually, from the man's point of view.
他的选择对我们在人的眼光看起来是最愚笨的。
Later, it turned out to be the best choice because they choose for God.
之后，他们的结果是最好的选择，因为这是神教导的。
This is a precious message, this book of Ruth.
这个就是很珍贵的讯息在路德记里面。
Yes, there was a famine in the land.
的确在这个块地有充满了饥荒。
Elimelech made a wrong choice.
以利米勒他做错了选择。
He bring the whole family life to the misery.
他把所有的人带入了他家人全部带入了困扰。
But yet his wife Naomi,And also the daughter-in-law Ruth, they come together. They move back to the Bethlehem.
那之后，拿尔米还有他的路德，他们都搬回了伯利恒了。
That's how they receive the blessing of God.
就是在那里，他们又重得了神的福气。
We seeking the God's blessing.
重得神的福气。
That's the best way, and that's a.The most precious life to be done.
的最好的方式也是最宝贵的方式。
Let's sing him 336.
让我们一起唱赞美诗，333首。